work that butter all out of, and that milk out of the butter, do away with it, milk. Well, when they'd set that milk in the cool water in the summertime, well, whey, they called it. Milky, of course, but it was water, would rise to the top of this buttermilk, pour that off into the slop of the hog's lactate.
Uh-huh.
And then the buttermilk was better to drink. I have seen people that would stir that whey, we call it, up in the milk. Miss Rosa Blaylock always said that's to make it go further. Be saving with it.
Uh-huh.
But Mother always poured it into the hogs, poured it in the slop bucket, and I had it tote to the hogs.
Did you have brothers and sisters, Mr.
One sister was on.
Well, I guess that meant you got to do a lot of work, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, right. Smart. Yeah. Done lots of housework. Lots of work around the house. Learned to wash dishes and such as that. I wish I'd learned more about keeping house than I did. I'd avoided all I could when I was growing up.
Sure. Well, what boy won't?
I just didn't enjoy it.
Well, how about, you didn't quite fall though. Might you say, almost fell down, I like to fell down?
Almost fell.
All right.
She fell out here 2 years ago in the snow. She went out on the steps.
Good gracious.
It hurt her for a time.
Oh. Now, I asked you about a support that a carpenter uses for sawing boards. Now first you told me that the thing that you put a piece of firewood in to saw, you'd call that a horse.
Oh.
A rack, is that what you'd call it?
No.
A rack, was that what you said? What did you just say just that
horse.
Second?
Some horse, wouldn't it?
Then we call it a, where do we get that word, jack?
Oh, a jack, okay, fine. Now, you call that a jack, but now, the other support that's got a sort of a flat top on it and shaped like that, that a man uses sometimes to put a board on for sawing, might you call that a horse? Or a saw, or would you call it a saw horse or a saw jack?
Or saw horse, I guess.
Now, do you ever use the term kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Yeah.
Now, when would something be, when would you use that word?
That's whenever it popped into my mind, I guess.
Well, when would you say that something was catty-cornered to something else?
Well, I know it never was a accurate description of anything I saw.
Well, now, when I asked you about the field, you know, going around the field,
mm-hmm.
Now you said diagonally across. Now, would catty-cornered or kitty-cornered do there? He went kitty-cornered across the field or catty-cornered, or would you use it in that situation?
He went diagonally. I don't know.
Well, now, how about this? Would you ever say that the houses are catty-cornered or kitty-cornered across from each other?
No, I think you could leave all those words down. They don't seem to me like they give a good description.
Well, if you use them, though, I'm just interested in when you would use them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use it to refer to a piece of furniture that is diagonally?
Catty-cornered, or put up a quilt.
Would you put it like that?
Mm-hmm. You put it
up a quilt.
They have a corner back up. And
so how would you express it? Would you say it's?
As kitty-cornered.
All right.
Say that,
Julie. Kitty-cornered.
You'd say kitty-cornered rather than catty-cornered then?
But I don't know that's making any difference.
All right.
You get a pretty good idea of what I'm thinking about.
Yes, I certainly do.